This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your booms, you got your busts, and then you've got your long, slow, painful declines. The American steel industry comes to mind. Detroit and cars, too. Also, coal. In federal bankruptcy court this week, Patriot Coal said it's going to close plants and lay off as many as 2,000 people. But there is something new and different going on with coal. Among those seeking to scoop up distressed mining assets is an environmentalist whose plan is to keep the mines open, but to plant millions of trees and thus offset the coal's carbon emissions. Marketplace's Scott Tong from the Sustainability Desk has our story.
This may be a first, planting trees while mining coal. It strikes some as the equivalent of low-tar cigarettes, or perhaps healthy cheesecake. But the man behind this, Tom Clark, says he wants to be controversial. Clark runs a healthcare company and an environmental nonprofit in Virginia.
We've got about 3.1 trillion trees, and it's estimated that when human civilization began, we had about 5.6 trillion. So we need to almost double the number of trees. We think this is an economic model that can actually move the needle closer to that number.
Here's the model. Clark wants to acquire, via bankruptcy, a West Virginia coal mine whose product is environmentally unfriendly, and then put in a forest on site that is friendly and sell it as a package.
Our thought is that we'll be able to sell coal that actually has bundled with it an offset to the carbon emission profile.
Offset means reducing, actually taking greenhouse gases and absorbing, sucking them out of the atmosphere.
It's really a substantial offset. The only one that's bigger is the oceans.
Malcolm North is an ecologist with the U.S. Forest Service in Davis, California.
If you think about the main part of the tree, which is the stem or the bole, about 50% of that is actually carbon. So if you think about some of the largest trees we have, it's quite a bit of carbon.
Carbon stored for a long time, as in 3,000 years in the case of giant sequoias. To advocates of adding and replacing forests, the climate challenge is not just about reducing the greenhouse gases we put up there, but also vacuuming them out. Toby Jansen-Smith works for Verified Carbon Standard, a group that sets standards for carbon credits.
Even reducing future emissions is not going to do the job of creating a stable climate. So we're going to have to draw down and sequester what's already in the atmosphere. And that's where trees in particular become particularly compelling.
But the idea of trees plus mines has challenges. It's hard to plant near mines where the soil is polluted. And it's unclear who would buy this greener coal. Again, Tom Clark.
I guess we're sort of betting the farm that we're going to create a market.
The idea is to sell power plants the coal, along with the green credits from the trees. That shrinks the power company's carbon footprints, which the EPA is forcing them to do. The thing is, the EPA does not accept forest planting as a way to do that.
This won't stop us. I mean, if something happens that we hadn't anticipated, we'll be right on to the next opportunity to sell compliant fuel.
And the way things are going, there will be more bankrupt mines available for cheap. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.